Self-Mastery Podcast, episode 11. Hey guys, welcome back for another episode of Self-Mastery Podcast. Man, today I tell you what, I had a session of acupuncture with one of the most, amazing ladies in her field, Dr. Steph, from the Gold Coast Clinic, just in Bundle there. And man, I tell you what, it's like, I've done acupuncture a couple of times before, but it's like, when I went back today, it's like, dude, why haven't you done more of this? That was a question that I kept asking myself. And, you know, I went for about an hour and a half, absolutely amazing, feel great afterwards, but it was just really good to reset, not only, you know, the mind, because obviously, like, with hypno and NLP and timeline therapy, anything else you want to throw into the mix, it's like, that's got the mind under control. But it's a totally different thing when you're actually influencing the body through different points and different methods and things like that. And I tell you what, it really does just go to show that you can't just do one thing. Do you know what I mean? You can't just do one thing as in, oh, I'm just going to do hypnosis and that's going to save every, you know, body's soul on the planet. Look, it's definitely going to help, but I don't believe that you can just do one thing and it cover all bases, because yeah, there's so much more to it, and everything's a part of everything, and you know, it's all just a jigsaw puzzle piece for the whole jigsaw puzzle. So the question really is like, what is it that you're doing for yourself? What is it that you're doing for yourself to take care of yourself? It might be personal training. It could be, looking after yourself physically. It could be something along the lines of acupuncture, hypnotherapy. It could be many, many different things that you're doing, right? But it's like, how can you put that into something that is like a ritual? How can you put that into something that is a part of your week, a part of your month? Part of your day, right? Is it meditation? Is it, going for a walk and clearing your mind first thing in the morning? There's many different things that you can do, right? But I think it's just cool to ask yourself, man, what am I actually doing to take care of myself? Because if you're not taking care of yourself, then what you're doing is you're burning both ends of the candle. Not only that, you're probably throwing your candle on the bloody bonfire and then throwing your bonfire into an inferno. That's what most people are doing, right? And I know that I'm guilty of that from now and then, but Dr. Steph, one of the things that she was saying was prevention is way better than trying to fix something afterwards, right? So she was telling me that what you got to do, Luke, is you've got to keep on top of it or keep in front of it. So then that way it doesn't build up and build up and build up. And then before you know it, smacks in the head like a bloody freight train, right? And I was like, man, it's so true. And I know this. I bloody know this within every cell of my being. But there's a big difference between knowing something and actually doing it. So the commitment that I made to myself was like, right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this at least once a week, once a fortnight, and just really reap the benefits of that. Really start taking care of myself that little bit extra than what I have in the past. And yeah, I'd like to invite you and like to maybe encourage you to ask that same question yourself. It's like, man, what am I doing? When was the last time I got a massage? When was the last time I maybe got acupuncture? When was the last time I had a hypnotherapy session? When was the last time that I looked after myself? And I'll tell you what, you'll notice a massive difference. You notice a huge difference. So there you are. Go and do it. Make yourself a pact. Make yourself a promise to do something within the next few days, or even plan something within the next few days. But just do something to put into action, like your own self-care plan. Because it will help you out tremendously, tremendously in the future. So I really hope that helps you out. Until next time, have a great day. Master your mind and you will master your life. I'll talk to you soon.